This curious path to removing President Trump from office was suggested in a column found at Politico.com, written by Juliana Glover, who's worked as an advisor for several Republican politicians, including George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, John Ashcroft, and Rudy Giuliani. She's also advised the presidential campaigns of John McCain and Jeb Bush. In the feature, Glover writes, "By most everyone's judgment, the Senate will not vote to remove President Donald Trump from office if the House impeaches him. But what if senators could vote on impeachment by secret ballot? If they didn't have to face backlash from constituents or the media or the president himself, who knows how many Republican senators would vote to remove? A secret impeachment ballot might sound crazy," Glover admits, "but it's actually quite possible. In fact, it would take only 3 senators to allow for that possibility." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will immediately move to hold a trial to adjudicate the articles of impeachment if and when the Senate receives them from the House of Representatives. Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution doesn't set many parameters for the trial, except to say that, quote, "the Chief Justice shall preside," and, quote, "no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present." That means the Senate has sole authority to draft its own rules for the impeachment trial without judicial or executive branch oversight. During the last impeachment of a president, Bill Clinton, Glover reminds us, the rules were hammered out by Democrats and Republicans in a collaborative process, as then Senate leaders Trent Lott and Tom Daschle recently pointed out in a Washington Post op-ed. The rules passed unanimously. That's unlikely this time, given the polarization that now defines our politics. McConnell and his fellow Republicans are much more likely to dictate the rules with little input from Democrats. But, according to current Senate procedure, McConnell will still need a simple majority, 51 of the 53 Senate Republicans, to support any resolution outlining rules governing the trial. That means that if only 3 Republican senators were to break from the caucus, they could block any rule they didn't like. Vice President Mike Pence can't break ties in impeachment matters, Glover notes parenthetically. Those 3 senators, in turn, could demand a secret ballot and condition their approval of the rest of the rules on getting one. Some might say transparency in congressional deliberations and votes is inviolable. And it's true that none of the previous Senate impeachments have been conducted via secret ballot. But the Senate's role in an impeachment is analogous to a U.S. jury, where secret ballots are often used. When Electoral College gridlock has resulted in the House picking the president, the House elected Thomas Jefferson in 1800 and John Quincy Adams in 1824. That vote had been secret. And of course, when citizens vote for president, they do so in private. Glover continues, "Trump and those around him seem confident that he won't lose the 20 Republican senators needed to block a guilty verdict. But it's not hard to imagine 3 senators supporting a secret ballot. 5 sitting Republican senators have already announced their retirements. 4 of those are in their mid-70s or older and will never run for office again. They might well be willing to demand secrecy in order to give cover to their colleagues who would like to convict Trump but are afraid to do so because of politics in their home districts. There are also 10 Republican senators who aren't up for re-election until 2024 and who might figure Trumpism will be irrelevant by then. Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski have been the most vocal Republicans in expressing concerns about Trump's behavior toward Ukraine. Other GOP senators have recently softened in their defense of him as well, all before the House has held any public hearings. There's already been some public speculation that should the Senate choose to proceed with a secret ballot, Trump would be found guilty. GOP strategist Mike Murphy said recently that a sitting Republican senator had told him 30 of his colleagues would vote to convict Trump if the ballot were secret. Former Senator Jeff Flake topped that, saying he thought 35 Republican senators would vote that way. While it's unlikely Trump would support a secret ballot, it's possible he might actually benefit from one in the long run. Glover explains, "If a secret ballot is agreed on and Trump knows the prospect of impeachment is near, he could then focus his energies on his post-presidency. Once he leaves office, Trump faces multiple possible criminal investigations at the federal, state, and local level. He almost certainly knows that a President Pence could pardon him only for federal crimes. To avoid the prospect of serving time, Trump could negotiate a collective settlement, just as the Sackler family has done in the OxyContin matter. with all the jurisdictions now running independent investigations into his activities. Trump's impeachment, followed by a quick resignation, might appease Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance's and New York Attorney General Letitia James's thirst for justice, making them more likely to agree to a deal. Even McConnell might privately welcome the prospect of a secret ballot, Glover indicates. He has always been intently focused on maintaining his Republican majority in the Senate. Trump's approval numbers continue to languish, and support for impeachment has been rising. McConnell himself, facing re-election next year, has an approval rating of just 18% in Kentucky. Not to mention that the Republican governor there just suffered a stunning upset in last week's election. All of which suggests McConnell might warm to the possibility that he and his caucus could avoid a public up or down vote in defense of behavior by the president that's looking increasingly indefensible. In her column at Politico.com, Juliana Glover concludes, a secret ballot might get Trump out of office sooner than everyone expects. The sooner any three Republican senators make clear that they will support nothing short of a secret ballot, the sooner Trump realizes his best course could be to cut a deal, trading his office for a get-out-of-jail-free card, a clean slate from prosecutors, just as Vice President Spiro Agnew did. And if Trump were to leave office before the end of the year, there might even be enough time for Republicans to have a vibrant primary fight, resulting in a principled Republican as the nominee. And that's one Republican strategist's take, found at Politico.com, titled, There's a Surprisingly Plausible Path to Removing Trump from Office. Andrew Skroy, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.